Wake up and smell the coffee, Mrs. Bueller.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Wake up, wake up.
How should I play this? Am I waking up? Am I hungry? Do I have to go number one, number two?
TMI, too much information.
And now, folks, I am waking up the world.
Wake up and smell the future.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're...
Incredible show for you today. Breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. We won the war in Iran. We won the war. Don't take my word for it. Take the word of the President of the United States.
We've won this. This war has been won. The only one that likes to keep it going is the fake news. I mean, the New York Times, you read the New York Times, it's like we're not winning a war where they have no Navy and they have no Air Force and they have no nothing. And we literally have planes flying over Tehran and other parts of their country. They can't do a thing about it. For instance, if I want to take down that power plant, that very big, powerful power plant, they can't do a thing about it. It's like, take me. That's all they can do. And yet, if you read the New York Times, or if you watch ABC fake news, or NBC fake news, you'd say, it's a close battle. It's not a close battle. We've won this. This war has been won.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. We won. Send all the ships home. Don't send all the 2,500 Marines there to take over that island in the middle of, you know, that Strait of Hormuz or whatever. We won. The president just said so. Yay. What has happened to this guy? What has happened to this guy? We won. Oh, great. Does it feel like we won? Does it feel that way to you? It doesn't feel that way to me. All right. Still an incredible show for you today. In fact, today's show has the potential to be the finest I've ever done. I say that with no fear of contradiction. Incredible show for you. We've got, in addition to it being an incredible show, we also have Mr. Big Willie, who will be joining us after the 8 o'clock news. It's a contractual thing. I have no control over this, so I got to deal with that. But the rest is going to be fantastic. We got Dimitri Graffiti around 8:50-ish, where you call in and you say or do pretty much anything you want, but you got to do it within the rules of engagement. You don't interact with me. It's all for you, and a lot of people are responding. A lot of people are getting it, going, oh, this is a great opportunity for me to share my views about Iran or about Israel or about Epstein files or about the big fundraiser that we have going on for our church or for our community organization or this, that, or the other, or, hey, Dimitri, you're a jerk, or whatever. People are catching on. This is a great, great thing. Also, very good news today. In addition to me being on the air live, which, of course, is like, you know, you don't want to bury the lead. But in addition to that, we're back on Facebook. I don't know how long it'll be, but it is for today. That much I know. We are doing the Facebook live stream through the River Talk Facebook page. River Talk has its own Facebook page, and today we are doing the Facebook live stream, and so you'll be able to see the show. There's not much to see. High school graduate talking into a microphone, desperately trying to hold on to whatever type of a broadcasting career he has left, which is damn small, I must tell you. But you'll be able to see our world-class state-of-the-art studios. Also, this is they have a new setup here, and this is actually good for you. The new setup here, they have a big screen and got a HD camera and all that kind of stuff. And I can actually read the comments now as I'm looking at the screen. I couldn't do it before with my iPad because I couldn't do it. But I can with this. And so we're already getting lots of comments. We've got Jeff, good morning. We've got Jen. We've got Rick something or other. And so if you want to include your comments, feel free. Now, I can't expand them, so I got to start getting real close to the screen to read them. But I will be able to read them. And so if you have some interesting comments, some insightful ones, some funny ones, some whatever ones, you can actually do that. But you have to go to the River Talk Facebook page, and you will see me, and you can share this everywhere if you would. All right, so we've got all that going on. We've got lots of audio clips. Again, the most important one is from the president himself, and I don't know why the media hasn't played this up, because this is exciting, exciting news.
We've won this. This war has been won.
That's what the president is saying? The war's been won? Why aren't we all celebrating? I don't understand that. I really don't. All right, so we've got that. Also, I don't know what to do with this next story. Hold on. Rick is saying, powder your forehead, please, front to back. Oh, there's a little shine here. I used to have hair. I no longer have hair. And so sometimes when there's too much light, the glow from my head tends to blind people. And apparently that's what's going on today with our studio here and our studio lighting system, multi-million dollar studio lighting system, by the way. So that's what the reference is to that. If you watch the live stream, River Talk Facebook page, you will not be blinded. I will not burn your retina. This guy is just being Rick. All right, fine. So we've got that. Focus. You had something important to say. Well, of course I had something important to say, or else I wouldn't have been saying it. Oh, if you'd like to join us by phone and give us your thoughts, if you are still one of these MAGA people who believe that President Trump can do no wrong, even with this war in Iraq, even with him not wanting to prosecute even one person for the Epstein files, give us a call. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Your call is going to air on all of our radio stations that carry my show, and there are a number of them now. It is Big Willie 105.5. The River Talk Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, pretty soon running out of fingers. Also, it'll air on the Facebook live stream, River Talk Facebook page. So, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. If you support President Trump, if you oppose President Trump, there's some big demonstration coming up about No Kings and I think Wintersville or some such place. But this war thing and this Epstein thing, man, Trump, these are unforced errors on the part of Trump and his administration. Unforced errors, destroying MAGA Nation. It's heartbreaking to see, but they must have. The Israeli lobby, the billionaire boosters of Israel must have something really, really, really bad on Trump for him to now pretty much do what they want him to do. That's what's happening here. Is 2,500 Marines being sent to maybe go over to that island after he announced that we've won. No Israeli troops. He's asking other countries to use their navies to help keep the Strait of Hormuz open, but not the Israeli Navy. Israel's too busy killing innocent people. Anyone who's not Jewish, by the way, Christians and Muslims on the West Bank and also in Lebanon, and announcing they're going to be taking over that land. It's a land grab. It's absolutely monstrous. So we've got that. We've got the Laura Loomer, who just about everybody is, general consensus is that she is a Mossad asset, and she is giving us a heads up about what is next in store for us. So we've got all of that. Also, this is really interesting story. I don't know quite what to do with this story, but it demands that something be done with it. There's this guy who's a quadriplegic, and that's a bad thing. Apparently, when he was a kid, there was some kind of horrible bacteria. He lost all four limbs, arms, legs. He's lost them. That's not the story. He is a cornhole champion. He wins at cornhole without arms and legs. David Lane, good morning. Good morning, David. But that's not the story either. Well, Dimitri, how could this be? You just told us this guy has no arms, no legs, had been without these limbs pretty much all of his life, and he's a cornhole champion. That sounds such a like positive, life-affirming story. Let's dig into this. That's not the story. He's a cornhole champion. He's a quadruple amputee, no arms, no legs, wins at cornhole. But the story is, and I swear to you, I am not making this up. He's been accused of murder, shooting someone. Did I mention he has no arms or legs? Now, these are accusations. The evidence seems to be pretty strong. And on one hand, I'm going, oh, God, somebody lost his life. This is terrible. You know, somebody was killed by another human being, a homicide. And yet at the same time, the comedic potential of this story is like off the chart. But you got to balance the two because a life was lost. That's bad. But a quadruple amputee who's a cornhole champion, I mean, that's, it's I don't know if I can pull this off or not. I really don't. But I will be addressing this later on in the show. And I just wanted to let you know about that. All right. So we've got that. I have something else here for you. Oh, the guy, this monster who, this Capitol Police officer, hold on a second. Excuse me. Who killed Ashley Babbitt January 6th. This Lieutenant Michael Byrd, who was awarded different commendations and raises and all that for killing this innocent woman on January 6th. And by the way, the Trump administration still has not done anything to go after him. Well, turns out this Lieutenant Michael Byrd, the Capitol cop who killed the unarmed Ashley Babbitt on January 6th, has allegedly been running a taxpayer-funded home daycare in Maryland for the last 17 years. He's pocketed hundreds of millions of dollars. And just about everybody is assuming this guy is guilty as sin. Of course, nothing will happen to him because nothing ever does. Also, a story that I wanted to first, let me do a Laura Loomer. Laura Loomer is on ex-Twitter. She ran for office for Congress a couple different times in Florida. She lost. She is a very passionate spokesperson, pro-Israel all the way, which is fine. A lot of people assume that she is a Mossad asset because she is so over the top and all that. And she is announcing with this latest tweet. This is really important because I think this is actually going to happen. I hope it doesn't. I hope it doesn't. Darren Moore, good morning. Good morning, sir. How are you? But she is announcing that something very, very bad is going to be happening. They're going to blame the Muslims. And because of that, it is going to lead closer to Armageddon, World War III. The reason this is so important is because it appears it's going to be another false flag operation where Israel is actually the perpetrator, but they want you to think that some Muslim group did it. And believe me, I'm no fan of Hamas or Hezbollah and Al-Qaeda and all that and ISIS. I want them all dead. I have no kill every one of them. I don't care. But the more we learn about what Israel is willing to do with Mossad, which is this brilliant spy agency that is just better than any James Bond villain, incredibly clever, incredibly efficient, ruthless, amoral, absolutely amoral. When you see what they've done with Epstein files, when you read the Epstein files and you realize, oh, my God, and what they're doing right now, killing non-Jews in the West Bank and also in Lebanon so they can expand Israel. It's honestly, it's monstrous. It really is. White phosphorus and gangs. It's horrible, horrible stuff. Our media is not covering it, of course. Then you realize that, yeah, this could actually happen. And I've got some audio for you about what actually Mossad did do a few years ago, doing pretty much the same thing. And, yeah, we're also going to talk about our aircraft carrier maybe being attacked.